As we prepare, as we wrap up rather the chapter two of The Great Controversy. Remember, we've been looking at this chapter this whole week, talking about persecution in the first century. That is the conversation we've been having this entire week. And between yesterday and today, we've been talking about some of the aspects of the things that we found within this chapter. And we found that a paganism and the worship Paganism, rather, let me just leave it there. Paganism was introduced into Christianity, and not only that, but we also see some of the instruments that were now used after paganism was introduced. Then there are instruments that were you that were introduced then into the church as part of praise and worship. And Brother Eddie says this was a form of disguise. You know, this was a form of disguise. To say, no, man, if it's the drum, it is fine. If it's the flute, if it's the what, you know, but there are some musical instruments that are actually not acceptable. And Brother Ed is going to talk to us on that, on those musical instruments that are not acceptable within the church as they create an, I almost said a voodoo, but as they create some rhythm that takes you out of the worship experience. I don't know. I don't know. Let's hear the conversation. Brother Eddie, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. How are you, my sister?
I'm well. How are you?
I am okay. Yes.
I'm good. I'm looking forward to this conversation, particularly because I'll tell you why. It is because, one, I have not particularly experienced an instrument that takes me out of my worship experience, right? A
Okay.
particular instrument, but there's a the when the instruments were played the first time, I think I've mentioned this on previous shows, that the first time moving from a church with no instruments to the city, okay, I've always lived in the city, but to Johannesburg in particular, where instruments were now being played in the church, there was a vibe. It was not one instrument, and I know you mentioned something about the drums, but were there drums there? I can't remember. But it was a, you know, it was different kinds of instruments that were being played in that particular church, and I was like, no man, this feels like the jazz festival,
Yes.
you know. But then I went to another church that also had the exact same instruments. But it was different in how they played them.
Yes.
So that is why I'm saying I've not experienced a particular instrument that takes me out of the service or takes my mind out of it, but it is the way in which it is played. I don't know if that church you know, ever saw it that way. But for me, there were two churches who had the exact same, I would say the same band, even though they were different, you know, players of the band, but I felt different feelings. I experienced
Yes.
different feelings at these
Yes.
two different churches, but the exact same
Okay.
instruments were used.
Yes.
Okay, so I was just introducing my side of the story, but please introduce the conversation that we are having today and why we are having this conversation.
Yes. The reason why we are having this conversation today is because we are told that the devil persecuted Christians, but he could not succeed. But at the same time, he saw it fit that he wanted to introduce his own flag into the God's church. So that means that infiltrating the church of God, making the people of God to compromise on their standard. When the pagan worshippers came into the church, they came in with their own idolatry beliefs, with their own methods of doing things, to a point where they said, you see, we are compromising, we are accepting Christ as our savior also, even though we are pagans. You must also accept some of our beliefs. And we read about that yesterday. We read about the ceremonies, their worship of their gods, the worship of their gods, the worship of their commemorations, things like Christmas, things like Easter, all those things. But I then touched on also on another issue that says that we are also compromising today. Are we not compromising also? Because some of our brethren will tell us that, no, the worship system, the worship that Adventists do, it's boring, you know. In the Pentecostal churches, we are used to drums, we are used to musical instruments, we are used to all this entertainment, we dance, we do all these things there. So why are you as Adventists not allowing such things to also take place in the church so that we can also enjoy ourselves? That means that we'll actually be compromising. We'll actually be accommodating. Our musical style has been here for hundreds of years. The hymns that we sing have got a meaning. You know, when you sing any song, let's take, for example, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, number 100. Mm. The words are more important more than anything else. When you are singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus, all our sins, and that message comes across. It does not need any instrument to actually interpret that message. But we do have instruments that can be used to express such songs. But at the same time, we should be careful. We spoke about the drum, and I said that God never allowed drums to be used in the church of God, in the process of worship. God did allow some instruments to be used, but the drum specifically. And why am I talking about the drum? Mm. There's a problem with the drum in terms of worship. Number one, it is used mostly in pagan worship. If you look at most pagan worshiping, whether you are worshiping the ancestors, whether you are worshiping the dead, whether you are worshiping, most of it is used in the pagan worship system. From back then up to today, it has been used. It has been a primary instrument in pagan worship. But not only that, the musical world, all kinds of music, they utilize the drum most of the time. If you were to look at the music in the world, most of it, the foundation of that music is the drum. It is used. It is the one that provides the beat. It is the one that guides. It is mostly used even in the dancing. It is used most of the time. The drum is used. But I came across a quotation also in the Spirit of Prophecy, so that which made me wonder, why is the drum not being utilized? And the title of the passage was that drums, dancing and noise. Mm. And it says, this is a reply to a brother who was telling Sister White that they were utilizing the drum while they were worshiping. She says, the Lord has shown me will take place before the close of probation. Every uncaught thing will be demonstrated. They will be shouting with drums, music, and dancing. The senses of rational beings will become so confused that they cannot be trusted to make the right decision. This is called the moving of the Holy Spirit. And then she says again, the Holy Spirit never reveals itself in such method, in a bedlam of noise. This is an invention of Satan to cover up his ingenious method of making of non-effect the pure, sincere, elevating, ennobling, sanctifying the truth of this time. A bedlam of noise shocks the senses and perverts that which, if conducted aright, might be a blessing. The power of satanic agencies blend with the din and the noise to have a carnival, and this is deemed the Holy Spirit working. Those participating in supposed revival receive impressions which leave them adrift. They cannot tell that they formerly knew regarding the Bible principles. So Sister White is actually warning the use of this drum, specifically the drum, because it is an instrument that involves, the moment someone starts beating the drum, there is something that happens to the mind of a human being and to the body of a human being. Already, it takes you into it. It rather attracts you into it rather than you being in charge of the movements that you have. You are now following the rhythm of the drum. That is why it's used in so many musical, in so much music. It's used in so many, even when you see in our traditional African worship of ancestors, the drum is the main instrument that is used to connect people with the ancestors. So there is warning in the spirit of prophecy about drums being used. But not only that, drums are instruments that are used in pagan worship. And it is one of the instruments that the pagans brought into the church and tried to assimilate it into the church so that the Christians can also use it. And we see the results that it resulted in the loss of a proper worship of God. And we do have those warnings not to be using drums in our church, especially for us today. We are under a lot of pressure to include drums in our worship services. And I say that in the Bible itself, there is no use of the drum in the worship of God. Many people have said, I know there are people who say it's there. They rely on verses that has been translated to the modern English, the NIV, which says drum. But if you were to investigate those instruments that are mentioned in the Bible, it's not the actual drum. It's not the actual drum that is written in the Bible. It is other instruments like the harps, the tambourines, all those other instruments which are permitted in the Bible.
So what is a tambourine? What is a tambourine, Brother Eddie? But before you answer that, I want to ask that you give me the quote again that you were reading from the Spirit of Prophecy, the book and the chapter, so that we get the right one for the listeners. Okay, what the quote you were reading?
Selected Messages 236.
So that the listeners can also follow up and read for themselves as well. It's good for us to do these kind of things. It's important to give a reference on especially the information that we are sharing. So, Selected Messages 236.
Yes. Right? Basically, Selected Messages 236 all the way up to 42. You can read all these passages. You will find way, but it can even be easier. Any EGWhite book or app or website, you just put drums music. You will get all the information that I'm talking about here. Yes.
That's even better. You search drums or music. I'm doing so myself now. Okay. Yes. So you are then saying that people have misquoted the verses, or they've been misinterpreting the verse in the book of Psalms that talks about the Psalms 150 from verse 3 to 6. Maybe let's just read it, and I'm going to let me read from the King James Version. And what version do you have there with you, Brother Eddie?
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm asking, what Bible version do you have there with you?
Okay, when it comes to Bible versions, the most important thing we should know is that the most accurate Bible versions you can get, the King James Version, can give you actually the actual meaning. The problem with the NIV is that there's a lot of translations and some of the words are mistranslated. Maybe one day you can find someone who can actually describe the Bible verses, but I think I've had a conversation about Bible verses, even on AWR. Yes.
No, so I want to look at this very same chapter from different versions. So do you have the King James with you?
Yes. The one that I have is the New King James, but it's almost the same as what it says. But I do have the King James also on my app here.
So please read the New King James Version that you have. I will read the NIV. I will read the Amplified. I will read the Message Translation. I think those are the most, and there's also this English Standardized Version. So let's read from King James and hear what does King James say?
Okay. So King James says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and the pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals, yes.
Okay, and I think the voice that we listen to me. I think the verse that we are really interested in is verse 4, right, where it says,
yes.
"Praise him with timbrel." On my side, it's yours. It says, "Praise him with tambourine." Mine on
yes.
NIV, it says timbrel. Okay, let us see
yes.
what does the Message translation say. The Message translation, oh, message ke ipalwa in a strange way, but it says, "Praise him for his." Oh, where do I start? Okay. Praise him with a blast of the trumpet. Praise
yes.
by strumming soft strings. Praise
yes.
him with castanets and dance. Praise him with banjo and flute. Praise him with cymbals and a big bass drum. Praise him with fiddles
yes.
and mandolin.
Yes.
That's the Message translation. What does the Amplified version say? Praise him, so the Amplified version, verse 4 says, praise him with tambourine and dancing, right?
Yes.
And then what was the other one? The English Standardized version. It says, praise him with tambourine and dance. So
yes.
you're mentioning drum, and you are saying people have misquoted that particular verse that talks about tambourine or timbrel and turned it into drum. But I think
yes.
that also the Adventists do not only have an issue with the drum, but we also have an issue with the dancing, which is also you mentioned. But in this very verse, in all the versions, it talks about and dance.
Yes.
So what
yes.
are your thoughts
it's
on
true.
That?
Yes, it's true. The Bible does say we must dance in praising God. Yes. But now the question is it giving us a leeway to dance as much as we want? I don't know if the kind of dancing that is supposed to be when we are worshiping God should be different from the dancing that is out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is that when the Bible says we must dance, it does not give us leeway to go all the way and to go full dance and say, let's dance as much as the world is dancing. There is dancing that is respectful. There is dancing that is allowed. But also coming back to the drum, the reason why the translations are putting drums, it is because they want drums to be part of worship. But if you were to look at these instruments, even in their original writings, in their original writings, not find drums listed as instruments of worship. Drums are only found in the new translation, in the translations. For example, you read the one that talks about cymbals. You spoke, it says, with praise him with the clash of cymbals and drums. But if you were to look at the original Bibles that were written, the word of drums there is not even a cymbal, is a different instrument from a drum, completely different. If they don't even relate to each other. The drum, the sound that is made by a drum and the sound that is made by a cymbal are completely different. But if you were to look at the instruments that were mostly used in the Bible, it mostly recommends stringed instruments more than other instruments that are sort of like a drum. For example, the tambourine, that's the most common that I found, is that most people allocate the tambourine, say the tambourine is the drum. And from what I've checked, it's just that I'm not a professional musician. I don't know much about music. But what I checked was, is a tambourine a drum? And the answer is no. A tambourine is completely different from a drum. Even the sound that a tambourine makes is completely different from a drum. The Bible recommends a tambourine, and it's definitely not a drum. And that's why most people are relying on those verses that have got tambourine. And tambourine is mentioned many times in the Bible. It's not only there in Psalms. Several times the tambourine is mentioned, and all the time it's not referring to a drum. It's just referring to a tambourine. For example, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 12, it says the harp, the lyre, tambourine and flute and wine in their feast, they do not regard the deeds of the Lord or see the work of his hands. It mentions the tambourine, and most people, even on the internet, they say that tambourine is referring to a drum. 2 Samuel 6, verse 5, David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord, with songs, with harps, with lyres, with tambourines, with sistrums and cymbals. But we don't find, there is no drum there. There is no way in the Bible that authorizes a drum to be used. So that is why I said, you know, when you read the book Great Controversy, that's it will push us to start investigating a lot of those things. We start investigating all these things that were brought into the church by those pagan worshippers so that they can corrupt the church. The devil used the pagan worshippers to corrupt the church, to make the church to look like the world. So we should be careful of all these things that were brought into the church. We actually, what I'm saying is that we should not just accept anything. We should investigate everything that is used in the church and check if it complies with the Bible. If we cannot find it in the Bible, we must discard it. And my advice right now is that the drum should be discarded from any worship of God because it is not in the Bible. It is not in the original Bible. If you want to really check the King James Version, check the New King James Version, check all these Bibles that are original, you will not find a drum. It is just something that is added by the translators of the Bible. Maybe also they have their own aim why they include the drums in the translation, which we cannot know ourselves yet.
What a very interesting read that we find here in the Spirit of Prophecy. This is why we continue to have these conversations as a means to better our education and our understanding. Interrogate. Even the Bible says, search the scriptures. Interrogate every little thing that you are doing and see if it is aligned with what God has instructed us to do. So you are saying, Brother Ed, we can dance, but we must dance modestly, or we must not dance all the time. I'm trying to understand.
Dancing is allowed in the Bible. If we look at Exodus chapter 15, verse 20, it says, "Then Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women followed her with tambourines and dancing." Dancing is allowed in the Bible. We cannot say they were dancing, but we are not allowed. We are allowed to rejoice. But at the same time, if you look at the instruments that they were playing, the instruments determine the dancing that follows. The stringed instruments, like pianos, the stringed instrument, even I might even say guitars. Those are mentioned, stringed instruments are mentioned in the Bible. But one thing that makes a difference, add a drum to any instrument, you will see the difference. You will see a marked difference between the two. You will see a complete change. Just go into any place, play a drum to people. You will see is something completely different. And let's keep this in mind. This instrument is used in the pagan worship, even in our own African setting. It is the one instrument that is used by people to connect to their ancestors, to speak to their ancestors, to arouse their ancestors. Are we saying we are comfortable in such a situation? An instrument coming into the worship of God, which is not found anywhere in the Bible. And I would like, if there's anyone out there who thinks this assertion is wrong, that the drum was never used in the worship of God, please bring forward the information. Please bring those verses that talk about the drum, specifically the instrument, the drum, so that we can interrogate those. But what I'm saying right now is that I could not find it in the Bible, a drum being used in the worship of God, or even praising. Even David, when he had won, did he use a drum to praise God? Did he use a drum to worship God? And the answer is no. If there is any other information out there, please bring it forward. But for now, we must discard the drum. We must not be using the drum to praise God. If it was not there in the Bible, we should also follow suit, as we are people who are known as people who comply to what the Bible says here.
We must be known by what we do. So now, in this case, Brother Eddie, we see the Adventist Church has all the instruments. all the instruments. What do we do now?
Let us not compromise. Remember what is the great controversy, chapter 2, saying the devil saw that he could not persecute people to submission, and he planted himself into the church. And when he had planted his own people into the church, they started introducing things that compromise our worship service, things that are from the world. If the drum is coming to the Seventh-day Adventist church, it is time that we get rid of it. Because even Sister White says it is the plan of the devil. It is a satanic, the worship of noise, of she calls it a bedlam of noise, of dancing to the beating of the drum. It is a plan of the devil to bring a weakening of the worship system of God. It is the devil's plan to bring such instruments into the church, and we are supposed to get rid of them. She tells us that such bedlam of noise, it affects the senses. One of the things that we must also take note is that a drum will affect the senses. As you said also, you experience it different. When you go to a church that does not have instruments and a church that has a lot of instruments, including the drum, there is a difference between the worship systems. And sometimes that noise that comes with all these instruments is called the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But we are told that it is not true. It is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not need all these instruments to be able to move us. Even words can move us. Even words can make us worship. We can enjoy worship without all these instruments. But if we feel like we must have instruments, let's go to the Bible. Check which instruments were used in the Bible. And let's adapt to those instruments. If the instrument is not there in the Bible, let's get rid of it, including the drum, which is not there in the Bible. Let's get rid of it. Let's not utilize it in the worship of God, because it is, if we do that, we will just be submitting to the plan of the devil, which is to compromise the church of God, yes.
But I also said, Brother Eddie, that I went to two churches that had these instruments. The yes. one I did not like, the one I enjoyed the service.
Yes. It's true. It's very true. Even the way the instrument is played, you know, even the rhythm, even the beats, it's just that unfortunately I don't understand anything about music. Mostly all I understand is that I'm not claiming to be an expert in music. All I'm saying is that if the instrument is not there in the Bible, why is it there in the church? And maybe you can have someone who specializes in music who can explain the differences between rhythm and the beats and the effect of the drum and the effect of the guitar or the piano on the worship system. But what I'm saying is that let's stick to what the Bible says. Let's stick to what the Bible, what is written in the Bible. After all, we are people of the Bible, isn't it? We should be able to explain from the Bible what we are doing in the worship system. There are many people who come into the Adventist church and they look at the things that we do, and they look at the claims that we are people of the Bible. If we have drums in our churches and we cannot explain that through the Bible, what are we saying to the world? Are we saying that sometimes we compromise? Are we saying, are we really the people who follow what the Bible says? We keep the Sabbath, we keep the commandments because they are there in the Bible. Why should we not also apply all these things to all other things that we do? We should always be found to be on the right side of the Bible. And on the issue of drums, we are actually on the wrong side of the Bible. We cannot justify it using what the Bible says or what is in the Bible. And we are now in a dangerous territory once we find ourselves in that territory, yes.
Okay, so the drum plays and now we are feeling in the spirit. You've experienced that some people clap in church, some shout hallelujah, amen, and yes, all of those yes. things. What do you think about that kind of noise then? I call it noise because for some, it is quite disturbing. You know, yes. even if it's not a hallelujah shout, you get those people who, when Brother Eddie is about to speak, because we know and we that he's powerful, for example, even before he speaks, then there's noise.
Yes.
You know, there's things coming out and people are saying things before the man even speaks.
Yes.
Is that not part of what has been happening throughout?
It is, actually. Many times we have seen it even coming into our church. But mostly, look at how this message is used. Basically, in most of the time, it is used in other churches out there as a way to arouse the people, as a way to get people's attention, as a way to keep the people entertained. And my question will be, do we really need to do that? Do we need to attract people with shouting? Is the Bible not enough? Is the message of the Bible? You know, someone once told me that I was not at church that Sabbath. I had gone to another church, and when I came back and I asked him, how was church? And the person said, ah, it was boring. And I said, was the Bible opened and read? And the person says, yes, he was reading the Bible all the time. And I was like, so which means that you are saying the Bible is boring, isn't it? Because if the Bible is read, if the Bible is studied, it should be enough for anyone. Because that's where the message is. Remember, this is the word of God, and the message is in the Bible. We have enough to be able to enjoy our worship services. We have enough, even the music that we have, you know, the whole hymnal, it's got so much music that if sang in the right way, in the right rhythm, it's so entertaining. You know, you can even dance to the music that is in the hymnal without instruments. I've seen so many people dancing to the music that we sing on a daily basis at church. So there is no need for us to find instruments that will arouse us, that will keep us entertained. If we find ourselves wanting to be entertained in the church of God, then that means there is something wrong. And that something wrong is not in the word of God or in the hymns that we are singing. That something wrong is in us. Maybe we are used to so much entertainment during the week that we also want to translate that into the church of God. Let us change our, let us learn to enjoy the things of God without being forced, without being aroused. And there are other people who say, we sleep at church, so we need to sing with instruments. Then I say to those people, on Sabbath, on Friday, you must sleep early. Be in bed at 7 p.m. You will not be sleeping the following day at church. Be in bed. Anyway, there is nothing wrong that we are doing on Friday. We are supposed to be resting. So let's rest enough so that we don't sleep the following day. We are awake. We are able to listen to the word of God without being affected like that. Yes.
You know, one might argue, Brother Ed, and say, but we are a people of rhythm, you know? And I'm getting, and I'm understanding everything that you are hearing, and I'm really listening to the message. But I'm drawing to this conclusion. It's not even a but. And I'm drawing to this conclusion that our worship service now has not become about, has changed from being about God, but it has now become about rhythm.
Yes.
We have now changed the worship. As you were saying, that there are songs that can be sung, they have got great meaning. And if we just use the voices that God has given us, we may not even need to use these instruments. But okay, let's use them to enhance, you know, not them lead the service, but it is for them to enhance the praise and worship. But now we have become so dependent that if that beat is off, then the music is off. It has all been now about rhythm. But also then I'm asking, but is it wrong then to be all about rhythm? Because, I mean, we need to sing in unison. We need to be, you know, I can't be saying, praise the Lord, and you are saying, praise the Lord, slower.
Yeah,
and, you know, the beat needs to be the same. So
there
how
needs
then
to be harmony, yes.
Exactly.
Harmony,
how then do we balance the hum? Okay, maybe you're right. We need someone who's going to talk to us. I mean, if there is someone who is well-versed, how the difference between harmony, rhythm, beat, and what is the other one? Is it just those three? Harmony, beat, and rhythm. We need to get it right because clearly we have somehow missed the mark and are now dependent on the beat and the rhythm more than the harmony. I like the word harmony, in fact, because Adventist music is known for being harmonious. People like our music. People love our music because of the harmony that we bring and the beautiful voices that are blended together without shouting, without screaming, but just singing praises to God. I don't know. Yes. That's just where I leave it for today. That is my conclusion. What is your conclusion, Brother Eddie?
We are told in the spirit of prophecy that let us give no place to strange exercises, which really take the mind away from the deep movings of the Holy Spirit. God's work is ever characterized by calmness and dignity. God's work will always have calmness and dignity. It is never a work that goes out of the way. If everything that we do in the church has got calmness and dignity, we must know that we are doing God's work. And if anything that we are doing has no calmness, has no dignity, we must know that we have moved away from the method of God and we must repent and come back. Yes.
We must repent and come back. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Eddie, for such a wonderful conversation as we wrapped up chapter 2. Next week, Monday, we'll be starting on chapter 3 of our book, The Great Controversy. It's also The Spirit of Prophecy. You will find it in the app or the EGW Writings app or their website as well. Have a blessed Sabbath and a great weekend, Brother Eddie.
Happy Sabbath. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath to you too. That was Eddie Moyo talking to us on the use of drums, beats, harmony in the church. What is your stand on that? What do you say about the, how do you feel about the conversation that we've just had? Do you think, no, we're just being extra? Do you feel that we are just being extra? Or do you say, yes, no, the Adventists actually need to go back to their roots and sing harmonious music that they were singing without all the other additional things that disturb the other saints during their worship? What do you say? Here is Ndoko Zombaba.